This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will launch the BharatPol portal developed by Central Bureau of Investigation in New Delhi today. The BharatPol portal will streamline the processing of all requests for international assistance through Interpol, including the issuance of red notices and other colour-coded Interpol notices. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that today is going to be a landmark day as the BharatPol portal developed by the CBI will be launched. He said it will give a new edge to Indian investigation agencies by enhancing their global reach to fulfill the Modi government's vision to build a secure Bharat for all. Mr. Shah will also present the police medals to 35 CBI officers who have been awarded the President's Police Medals for Distinguished Service and Union Home Minister's Medal for Excellence in Investigation. The pre-budget consultations chaired by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman for the forthcoming Union Budget has concluded in New Delhi yesterday. The consultations were held over a month-long period and started on 6 December last year. In the course of the in-person consultations, more than 100 invitees across 9 stakeholder groups participated in the meetings. The Finance Minister expressed gratitude to the participants for sharing valuable suggestions. She assured experts and representatives that their suggestions would be carefully examined and considered while preparing the Union Budget 2025-26. From 10th January, citizens can share their valuable suggestions and ideas for the Union Budget 2025-26 on the MyGov platform. In Tamil Nadu, 2 cases of human metapneumovirus have been identified. 1 person has been identified in Chennai and another one in Salem. In a press release, the government said this is not a new virus and was already identified in 2001. The condition of the tested persons is stable and they are being monitored. Quoting the alert given by the Union Health Ministry, the state government said that prevention is similar to any other respiratory infections, such as covering the mouth and nose while coughing and sneezing, wearing mask, washing hands frequently and reporting to health facility was important during this period. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met Microsoft company's Chief Executive Officer Satya Nadella in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed happiness over Microsoft's ambitious expansion and investment plans in the country. He added that during the meeting yesterday, they discussed various aspects of tech, innovation and artificial intelligence. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has announced his resignation as leader of the ruling Liberal Party. He said he will remain the Prime Minister until a new leader is chosen. Mr. Trudeau, leader of the Liberal Party for 11 years and Prime Minister for 9 years, was facing a rebellion from his own party members and also grew unpopular because of his policies. Making the announcement at a news conference in Ottawa yesterday, the Prime Minister said he took the decision as despite best efforts, Parliament paralyzed for months. The US Congress has formally certified Republican President-elect Donald Trump's November election victory over Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris, clearing the way for him to be sworn in on January 20th. The certification of the election results in the 50 states and the District of Columbia was accomplished in a formal ceremony during a joint session of the House of Representatives and the Senate in Washington. It was presided over by Ms. Harris, acting in her vice presidential role as President of the Senate. The final certification, backed by preliminary findings that Mr. Trump won 312 Electoral College votes to Ms. Harris's 226. In table tennis, the WTT Star Contender 2025 began in Doha, Qatar yesterday. In men's singles qualifying round 1, Indian paddler Anirban Ghosh defeated Iran's Navid Shams 3-2. Snehit Surjewala defeated compatriot Pius Jain 3-1 and Manush Shah outclassed French paddler Florian Busserad 3-1 at the Lusail Sports Arena. And that is the end of this news bulletin.